Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to WEEI. We're talking Bill O'Brien, joining the Patriots as offensive coordinator. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Dan Orlovsky of ESPN. He's brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com, and by Town Fair Tire. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dan Orlovsky joins us right now. So, Dan, I'm just going to start here, because when this news broke yesterday from Adam Schefter, you quote tweeted it something along the lines of, this is great news for Mac Jones. So, in the simplest terms, let's start there.
Yeah, well, first, I was wrong. It's not great. It's perfect for Mac. Absolutely perfect. This was the hoped ideal situation for Mac. I think, number one, Mac is one of those players that he really needs to be coached very hard. Thumb down, high level of demand, almost an obsession with it. Bill O'Brien is going to bring that. So that's the perfect situation when it comes to the style of coaching. Second thing, a big part of Bill's offense is the vertical pass game. And I don't mean like 60-yard launches downfield. I mean the 15, 20, 25-yard throws, the chunk throws, the three-leveled throws. Mac thrives in that stuff. He wants that stuff. He's got great feel for those. Big part of Bill O'Brien's offense. Third, Bill has always given his quarterbacks great autonomy at the line of scrimmage. Control, get us in and out of the right plays. These looks versus these fronts, we want this. Control the line of scrimmage. Change protection. Get us to certain game plan specific plays. Mac obviously thrives in that, has the great intelligence for that. So, when it comes to, and this is what I always say, like, we should never have the conversation of, is it a good fit? It's the NFL. Does this allow a player to thrive? The absolute answer to that question is absolutely yes.
So, Dan, have you started looking for hobbies? Because you spent a lot of time last season picking apart Matt Patricia's offense. I feel like every week we got videos from you. How are you going to fill all those hours now moving forward?
Don't worry, there's 31 other teams. I think what I'll look forward to is, you know, doing good videos and uplifting videos and positive videos. I do, trust me, I like doing those way more than the negative ones.
So, Dan, where were you on Mac since we only got to know so many people's opinion on Mac as so negative or frustrated last season? It's been a while. Where were you on Mac before, we'll call it, the Patricia experiment? And how long do you think it takes Billy O'Brien to undo what happened to him last season?
Mac will play very good football early on next season. Very good football. I've been high on Mac Jones since I called some of his games at Alabama. Truthfully, when I called games at Alabama, I did not feel he was a first-round pick, because I was like, we're in this era of runaround, you know, freakazoid athletes at quarterback. Then I studied Mac and saw all the levels of talent he had, or traits that he had, that were perfect for ideal quarterback play as long as he was in the perfect system. And then you watched him play and his rookie year, and I'm like, man, this kid can play. You can win a ton of football games with him. So I think Mac has got the opportunity to be a very good starting quarterback in the NFL for a long time.
Dan, going back to something you said just a few minutes ago, you said that one thing in Bill O'Brien's system that's going to play really strongly to Mac is these vertical throws, these chunk throws. Can you just explain how that's going to be different than what we saw at the beginning of the 22 season in terms of, you know, just chucking it 50-50 ball to Devontae Parker going up vertically?
That's a great question. So there's two ways to create chunk throws in the NFL, really at any level of football, but obviously at the highest level, there's two ways. One, the play action pass. There's no way that you can create 15, 20, 25-yard throws downfield without displacing people in the defense. The only way to do that is with play action, multiple forms of play action, whether there's vertical stretch play actions or horizontal stretch play actions. Second way you do it is you have a freak. You have a Devontae Adams. You have a Justin. Those guys where you could sit there and go, hey, you go out there and we're just going to throw you these routes and you win. Now, the Patriots do not have anybody remotely close to that. So the way you do that is living in that play action world. And again, there's so many different forms of play action. There's bootlegs and there's play actions. And I think that because of the personnel that they have, because of the style that Bill likes to play, because of the skill set that Mac has, that's why you'll get some of those play actions more so than, hey, drop back and we're just going to throw a go route to a receiver that has no chance to win.
A lot of Patriots fans immediately thought of Bill O'Brien's first tenure in New England and said, oh, two tight ends and Gronk. Who are some of the, and obviously they don't have a Gronk or a Hernandez on the roster right now, but who are some of the other guys on the offense, personnel-wise, who are going to benefit and see their play improve and their production improve under Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I think that Bill's going to be smart enough to, now I don't know exactly where they sit. I'm still in the 2022 season with some of their free agents. As we transition to the offseason. But I would imagine he's going to have a great feel for Jacoby's skill set. Okay, Jacoby, what are we going to ask you to do? I would imagine he's going to have a very good understanding of who Thornton is and some of the things that they'll ask him to do, quote-unquote lifting off coverage. He's not a guy that you're going to ask to be that one-on-one route runner. I think they need to add to that tight end room. Both of those players came in with a lot of expectation. You can make the case that neither of them have met it. And I don't know what the financial ramifications, I'll tell you what they need. Okay. Like more so than is Kendrick Bourne going to be able to elevate. There's a sample size enough for most of these guys to know who they are. I said this yesterday in NFL Live, they still need two things. They need a guy on the outside that is a one-on-one route runner. You know, Jacoby's really more so a one-on-one route runner from the inside. They're going to need a guy that can consistently win on the outside in one-on-one situations. Whether you want the guy that is the big-bodied receiver that has great control, a DeAndre Hopkins, or you want the person that is a route, you know, a technician with his route running. But I still think that that is something that this offense is going to have to address to really play the style that they want.
Dan Orlovsky of ESPN joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Dan, you just answered the question I wanted to ask you, as in what do you think the Patriots' next biggest need is. So I'm just going to go slightly off Pat's back to something I heard you say Monday, and I never miss get up on Mondays because the crew is awesome, especially when you guys review all the – it's awesome. The best football show on TV. So Greeny set you up as only Greeny does, and then you answered with Joe Burrow is the best quarterback – in the NFL right now. Do you you called him Derek Jeter as well, which I thought was actually a pretty salient comment. Do you really believe he's now going to become the standard in the NFL, that it's not going to be, hey, try to make all these improvisational plays like a Mahomes or an Allen can and just be so fundamentally perfect? Because what he did last Sunday is about as impressive as I've seen a quarterback do on the road in years.
I do, yes, because Patrick is such an outlier. And people, I've had pushback to that comment, and you know, people, we live in this world where if you say something, they twist it into one thing, whatever. So this is why Joe, everything that Joe does, you can teach to a young player and have him work at it and develop it and make it a staple and or foundational part of his game. The rhythm of his feet, how great his pocket movement is without compromising the mechanics, the ball placement, the touch on the throws, how quickly he can understand what the defense is doing, then the option is this. Those are all things that you – Patrick does stuff you can't nor should want to teach a kid. Hey, pump fake a flat route with your feet going all the way to the left and then sidearm a slant in behind two defenders. Yeah, great. You guys go teach that. Let me know how business goes for you as a quarterback treater. So, like, the thing, and that's why I said Joe's the best quarterback, because he's quarterbacking in the ways that we can understand. He's quarterbacking the best. He does stuff that Patrick doesn't do. Now, Patrick's the best player, and everyone's like, how can you say he's the best? Because Patrick's the best player because he has stuff that is uncoachable. But when it comes to the traditional or even like the right now way that we would coach a kid and develop a kid, you're not doing it with the stuff that Patrick does because you're not going to be able to. That's why Joe is quarterbacking the best. But Patrick is still the best player. If I had both of them in the draft, I'm taking Patrick at 100 out of 100 times.
We're talking.
I don't prefer either or because they're both freaks.
Sorry about that. We're talking to Dan Orlowski from ESPN. Dan, at the beginning of our conversation, you said this is a perfect choice with Bill O'Brien being paired with Mac Jones. Is it fair then to say, barring injury or something awful like that, that the Patriots can make a good judgment off of next year on whether or not this is going to be their franchise quarterback or that Mac Jones should get a second contract with the Patriots?
Yeah, I think that's fair as long as there are some improvements to the roster talent-wise on offense. Again, I still think you want a bona fide receiver or pass-catching threat. Whether we deem that a Michael Mayer from Notre Dame as a tight end or a Jordan Addison out of USC I think if you can add like one real pass-catching person to that offense, yes, then I think you sit there because, listen, Mac is going to attack this offseason, and he is intellectually capable of handling this offense. And the could you imagine being Mac Jones and getting that tweet or whatever, being like, yo, from what I experienced my rookie year to last year, now I get to my assumption is Mac is like, I want the offseason to start right now today because it's perfect for him. And, yeah, I think it's fair to say next year you're going to have the opportunity to make a great assessment. And if I was a betting man, I would bet a lot of money that Mac Jones is going to look very much so like the guy that they expected him to coming off of his rookie season.
As they seek offensive playmakers, what would your thoughts be on one they have in-house to some degree named Marcus Jones, the rookie punt returner who had touchdowns in all three phases, had a screen pass that he took to the house from about 50 yards. What about him as a guy that could fill that screen, get open quick, inside role, playmaker that can make life easy on a quarterback?
Yeah, talented player. And this is another example. Bill has always been around places where it's like, hey, who's our best players? I don't care what their position is on the roster. Who's our best players? How do we get them to football? So, you know, a player that in this era, Bill's going to spread stuff out a little bit. He's going to get into condensed formations. There's going to be a lot of shifts and motions. In an era where you can utilize that stuff to help maybe players that don't have a dominant skill set with a winning one-on-one coverage, but he's a guy that how many different ways can we get him the ball type of thing? Maybe a little bit lesser Tony Pollard, so to speak. He's definitely a guy you sit there and so he's got some game-changing talents to him.
Dan, I was going to try to take you to task for your tweet 2 weeks ago about putting cucumbers in tacos, but I'll stay on the Patriots.
there's a story behind that.
So. We'll get that out next week. The player not named Mac Jones, you think benefits most on the Patriots offense from Bill O'Brien coming to town and taking over the offense would be who?
Jacoby Myers. Yeah, Jacoby. You know, Jacoby is Bill has always had a guy that can work the middle of the field. The way that he formation stuff creates leverages for guys and allows their skill set to then take over rather than, hey, you got to go do it yourself. Jacoby's a guy that you're looking at, man. He could push 100 catches next year.
So real quick, Patriots, should they give him that $12 million a year?
I think so. I think he's worth that, yes. I think the quarterback is the only guy that quarterback trusts and has the same type of feel with, yes.
All right. Dan Orlowski of ESPN, he joins us every Wednesday. We love having him on, even though he seems to put cucumbers in tacos, which sounds really gross. But thank you so much, Dan.
It was delicious.
All right. Thank you. We got a trend. On the other side, it's time to talk about Shannon Sharpe's really stupid ideas about Bill O'Brien. We don't talk about him a ton on this program, but he's kind of speaking for a lot of people out there who are pushing back against the notion that Bill O'Brien is a good hire for the Patriots. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's trying to hot mic himself over here.
I was just enjoying some of the Wise snacks.
We also learned that Fitzy has hands like feet.
I drop one pass.
Daniel Graham hands.
Hey, I got to say this. That conversation, that amazing conversation we just had with ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, that was brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to Wise Game Day. Okay, I'm just going to restart this.
You love snacks too much to butcher that coffee.
That conversation was brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. Who wouldn't like that? By the way, this is a read for Ty Law. So it's not totally on me, okay?
It's on you.
I'm trying to improvise over
here. You're a professional.
You're a snack. Getting there. You're a snackstress. What's your favorite Wise snack?
I like the ridges that are sour cream and onion.
And you lick them.
No, do you know this about him, right?
I do. We've had this conversation. It is super creepy. And it's so beyond creepy.
You lick an ice cream cone, you lick a lollipop. Why can't you lick
a
chip?
That's the only way you can...
It gives you a more intense digestion of flavor.
I can't believe they don't put it on the bag.
Yeah.
When I'm the official spokesman for Wise, you'll be laughing.
He will never be the official spokesman for Wise.
Even they'd be like, can you not? Can you stop talking about licking our chips?
We're going to go to Bill O'Brien now, but first I want to grab this call because I feel like this caller might be in the vein of some people that we're about to talk about. Jerry from Whitman, you're on.
Hi, yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm actually an Orlovsky fan, so it's baffling to me that everything that just came out of his mouth, I could not disagree with more wholeheartedly. And I'm not even saying that O'Brien is a bad coordinator. I'm curious to know what it is anybody in New England has seen, including the group that you have there, of Mac Jones that leads you to believe that he's ever in his career going to be anything more than a middler. His completion percentage this year alone was behind Andy Dalton, Matt Ryan, Daniel Jones. He has absolutely no ability to run for a first down when needed with his legs. I think he's got one rushing touchdown in his career. He can't run out of first down. He's got no velocity on his ball at all. I mean, when you look at the NFL combine and you see the split seconds, how important those are, right? There's a huge difference between running a 4.2 at Tyreek speed and running a 4.7 or a 4.8. Now, both of those times to you and me seem blazing fast, but there's a significant difference.
All right, I think we get it, Jerry. You think Mac Jones sucks.
Well, Jerry wants what Dan was talking about. When he was saying Mac Jones isn't a first-round pick, he wants the athletic, strong-armed, the things you can see at
Josh
the combine.
Allen.
He wants the combine guy. Give me a combine guy, because Mac's never going to win at a combine. Mac is not that. Orlovsky, I think, is the one that likes to say superpowers. Mac's superpower is his brain, is his ability to digest information, right, read coverages, make fast decisions,
quick decisions,
an accurate throw.
Processing,
but
yes.
If you want the things that it sounds like Jerry wants, then I understand Mac is not for you. But I tend to agree, because I don't think, if you listen, I don't think Orlovsky said Mac is a top five quarterback. He said he's a quarterback that can win a lot of games in this league.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to surround him with talent. He's never going to Josh Allen it, where he's going to be responsible for like all six touchdowns because he ran for two. He ran around one guy, ran another guy over, threw a missile through three guys' hands, and then got to his... That's not him. But we've learned around here, and I'm not making the comparison.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Brady and Manning mm-hmm. and Breeze have really good careers.
Mm-hmm.
Win a lot of games, unless I'm wrong, win a lot of games playing a certain style of pocket football, smart football,
right.
Eddie football.
And Brady developed the strongest arm of the three over time, but Brady's arm wasn't what
it was.
It's
not a cannon.
No, it's strong.
He doesn't rank with the top three quarterbacks that are playing in the AFC.
Does not. Joe Burrow, I mean, but also we don't usually have to see Joe Burrow like uncork one. All right, how about this? If you were given Brock Purdy, if he wins on Sunday, if you're given Brock Purdy on his rookie deal, seventh rounder versus Mac Jones, you would take?
Mac Jones. I would take Mac Jones.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you?
What do you think Mac Jones would look like playing for Kyle Shanahan?
That's right. Well, not just Kyle Shanahan, playing with an all-pro
Purdy's
left tackle,
fast.
An all-pro wide receiver,
McCaffrey.
All-pro tight end. He's got four all-pros. Mm-hmm. You know my joke.
Yep.
The last time that Mac Jones got in a huddle with all pros, he was wearing an Alabama uniform.
Yes.
He doesn't know what that feels like.
That's
to have
joke.
Those
I like
guys.
That one.
Waka waka.
Is it really a joke? Or is
no,
it just an
it's
observation?
Not.
Yeah,
it's better than your joke.
My line. It's not a joke.
What was your terrible joke earlier? You ruined the show.
It was just a quick.
People
was
crashed on the
16
pike.
16 turnovers.
Yeah, 16 turnovers.
Worst Johnny was
worst Johnny.
I liked it, Fitzy.
It was like
you
a punch.
Would. There's a level of cleverness. You would. Now, see,
you,
he has to come
yes,
after you.
You.
See, here it comes. Now he'll start calling you people.
See, I do those things. I just say you would, and then she's like, what is that supposed to mean? She starts thinking about what does that mean? It didn't really mean anything. It was just me saying something.
See, he's a debate team guy. He just wants to get under your
okay,
skin.
Okay, Brock Purdy or Mac Jones?
I would say Mac Jones.
Okay, then just
I am
say
on
it.
Your
Why
argument.
Would you say? Just say it.
Because you can't dismiss the fact that the guy is going for seven in a row to
yes.
open his career. He's
eight.
Doing it
he's
in the playoff.
Eight.
Or eight in a row. He could win a Super Bowl. He could do something that's never been done. In the history of the National Football League, a rookie quarterback going to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl. Now, he won't carry his team to that. The Debo Samuel play a couple weeks ago where he just drops it off over the middle. Debo Samuel has nobody.
I'll throw it 10. You take it the other 65.
Right. But in the stat sheet,
uh-huh.
I'm on Pro Football Reference right now. On the Pro Football Reference, that goes down as a 70-yard touchdown pass for Brock Purdy. Like, you know, I don't see the clip. I
it's
just
a
read
little
the
inflated.
It's a little inflated.
I have a question for you. I have a pitch for you, Fitzy.
Okay. Ooh,
I'm sure you're going to see 80 for Brady, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? I've got opening night, opening day, opening weekend tickets. I can't.
Why?
I'm
going
to live stream
guys,
the movie.
Guys, can I pitch to Fitzy?
Facebook live the whole
Fitzy,
movie.
Fitzy, I have the sequel.
Okay.
And it's for Brock Purdy. It's called 30 for Purdy. And it's about three extremely hot 30-year-old women.
I'm in.
Who travel to San Francisco to see Brock Purdy play.
That's actually that's a real movie.
I'm actually interested
in 30 for Purdy?
Zach Wilson's agent tried to get him to audition for the movie.
Like,
he can't get a spot.
Four 30-year-old women are probably attractive, so right there, the movie is more watchable.
What's more attractive than Sally Field and Rita Moreno? They are national treasures.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emily Blunt.
The whatever the Tom Brady's fake girlfriend.
No offense,
Linda
Sally
Cardellini.
Field is a beautiful woman, but...
Of course.
I mean, when do you want us to stop listening?
What's so unappealing about hearing your elderly father talk about sex?
What's going to be a tougher 2 hours to watch? The cutdown of Brady versus the Cowboys or 80 for Brady?
80 for Brady, I will not watch it. I think I'm just going to just purely...
I need to pay for your ticket and take you to see it. And we're going to Facebook Live the
whole
thing.
I think I'll watch it with my mom. I think it'll be a sweet little like.
I think
thing.
I'd rather be with my mom sweet? Than watch 80 for Brady. My mom's not
You
alive.
Would rather what?
What do you mean by that exactly?
What did you just say?
You mean sit with her,
no,
right?
No, not
alive. Not be with her.
Oh, jeez.
That's what you said. That's how she took
I'd
it,
rather
too.
Join her than actually watch that.
You just
okay.
said that.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize, audience.
Anyway, Fitzy, 30 for Purdy.
30 for Purdy.
What, do you like it?
How about a little for Kittle?
Right. What are we doing
what is
here?
That?
It's a real radio show, not a bad podcast Who's like we normally do.
The burning fires for Jacoby Myers.
I don't. Is that about STDs? I don't know. I'm really quick.
Listen, we're
just really quick. We gotta go over to
skirts for
something.
Where we started with this conversation, and I thought the caller was gonna. His call screen said something more about Bill O'Brien. He really just wanted to call and hate on Matt.
Yeah, he hated Matt. Crap on, and just crap on. This is a good point from Alex.
But the no. I'm not gonna go to Alex right now.
Fine,
you relax.
Alex,
okay.
There.
Don't even look at Alex. Right. Don't even. Okay. So when What's we came in today. You said, Fitzy, yes. mm-hmm. that you were sick of now the second day pushback against the Bill O'Brien hiring.
Correct.
And I'm going to play this clip from Shannon Sharp.
Good job.
One, because I think the first part of it is actually funny. And two, because I think there are a group of people out there who really feel this way that are Patriots fans. Here's Shannon Sharp.
Shannon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a difference will Bill make for the Patriots?
Zero.
Zero.
What did I tell you? Who did I tell you? I said, he going to go. He ain't going outside his circle.
No.
So he going to go get somebody that he know he's very familiar with. And he go, Coach Saban, you're not going to miss him. He went and got Bill O'Brien from Alabama. Skip, look, Tom Brady, he the only offensive coordinator Tom Brady ain't win no Super Bowl under.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
That ain't no coincidence. That ain't no
Shut
coincidence.
Up, Skip.
Every other coordinator he had, he got a Super Bowl. Multiple. He got zero with him.
I kind of like that. It is such a trolly zag. That he's the only coordinator that Tom Brady didn't win a Super Bowl.
He's the only offensive coordinator Tom Brady didn't win no Super Bowl.
The funny thing is, that's technically correct.
Yes, no,
Brady
it's
only
true.
Had three when
it's
he was
fact.
In New England.
It's a fact.
Technically, he was never named offensive coordinator, so you could.
Wasn't he in?
No, he
didn't
was.
He get the title in 2011?
The second
by 11?
Yeah.
It was 9, 10, 11, right?
Yeah, he got the title.
He did, okay.
They were in the Super Bowl with Gronk playing on one foot, and they threw a Hail Mary to win the game that Gronk was like, inches away.
And Tom Brady
so
threw an ill-advised bomb to Gronk on said one leg in the third quarter. Chase Blackburn intercepted, which was a game changer. And Tom Brady and Wes Welker were inches away. The famous Butterfingers play. Was it a bad pass? Was
yes.
it a drop bro? It was both. Whatever. Bill O'Brien coached and coordinated one of the best offenses in the NFL this century. It's not his fault. Also, to the Alabama fans on all the Crimson Tide blogs that are saying,
too.
Oh, get out of here. Man, one man's trash will not be this other team's treasure. Sorry, or as someone else in town likes to say, sorry. Guess what? It's not his fault that Herndon Hooker was able to put 52 on Alabama this year when Bama scored 49. It's so dumb. This pushback is completely baseless, and it's just agenda-driven, or in their case, ratings and click-driven.
No, but where is it from? Because it's not just people with microphones
you wanna know
who don't know that when the game is asked 1 to 10, you can't give 0. They asked you to rank 1 to 10 the impact of Billy O'Brien. He said 0. It annoyed me. But they may do it for ratings. Why do people
Andy,
on Twitter hate Bill O'Brien?
This is, well, I'll tell you, Alabama people are.
No, these are
own.
New England people.
I know. The New England, it's because they have a fear of the friend of Bill. And they think of Bill O'Brien before you lose your mind. They think of him as a friend of Bill, and
they look
at the interviewees that were brought in, and they're all friends of Bill. They're all they're 1 to 2 degrees separation from Bill, and this is a retread. And even if it's a great retread, I think that there's some people who sat through the last year and saw what happened with Bill's best friends and said, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, but those people
did they,
never called offense.
But forget that. Do those people realize he was an offensive coordinator at two major colleges before he ever met Bill Belichick?
You know what? Some of them might not.
That's my
Andy.
Point. They're stupid. that, then there is stupidity there.
Oh, and
you don't know what you're talking about, so don't be so vehemently against a perfect hire. I continue to push back on, forget friend of Belichick or whatever.
All right.
The guy coached for your team, knows your system, your offense, your way of doing business.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Never won a Super Bowl within seconds.
So, yeah, and also, funny how triggered you get.
Neither did
that.
Randy Moss. You know, Randy Moss sucked as a receiver. Never won a Super Bowl. Damnedest thing. I mean, he did catch a touchdown, walk off the field with a lead on a perfect season for the greatest team that ever stepped on a football field at any level. And then they screwed the pooch by letting another touchdown score on a blitz. But forget that. Moss is the reason they didn't win that Super Bowl. That's what people will tell you
in
this
town. No, Bill O'Brien was.
I need to make this point too.
I just want to tell everyone I'm kidding. I'm just trying to get Andy upset.
In addition to the fact that he took multiple iterations of the Houston Texans to the playoffs, and yes, I understand maybe next to trading Hopkins, but that's as GM. The worst mark on him as a head coach in the NFL was not being able to maintain a 24-0 lead at Arrowhead. He was wildly successful in the Texans, if you judge it based on winning or losing, or at least making the playoffs. And the experience this man gained, and I'll always respect him for this, being willing to go from calling offense on the Patriots to stepping into the hornet's nest that was Penn State after the Sandusky and Joe Paterno debacle, and being able to turn that program around, like, that takes stones. This is exactly who you want to come in when your need for an offensive coordinator is as much about competent play calling as it is cleaning up someone else's mess.
So what would you say to the people out there who would say, okay, that 2011 offense, for example, so stacked and great, and the offenses before that and with Tom Brady, how can you compare those offenses to anything that New England has now? And how can you look at that track record of success with New England before and say he's going to be able to replicate that given what we just watched over at the last season?
How many games has Bill Belichick won with Brian Hoyer as his starting quarterback?
I don't know.
I believe zero. I'm not going to check it. I'm going zero.
Thank you, Shannon Sharp.
Thank you, Shannon. Bill O'Brien took Brian Hoyer to the playoffs. That right there. So you're talking, it's fair for you to say he doesn't have Gronk. He doesn't have Hernandez. He doesn't have Brady.
I'm not saying that's my perspective, but you guys are asking for the pushback, and that's what's out there. That's what people are saying.
But it's so lame.
It's wrong.
So bad.
It's not even lame. It's wrong. The man is an accomplished offensive coordinator. His offenses that were terrible at Alabama, I believe, were 6-4 in the country in points scored the last 2 years.
Not good enough.
Oh my God, you were outside of the top five by one for one season when you had no receivers. And as Fitzy points out, you're losing games because you had the audacity to score 49, not 53. Like, people don't know that Billy O'Brien is really good. I also think the people are fixating on the FOB factor.
The friend of Bill.
How about you fixate on the fact that he's not a yes man?
He
never
ain't
has
going
been
outside his circle. No.
So Andy, this
never
is,
been
this,
a yes man. He will yell back at Bill.
Me.
He'll yell back at Obama. He'll yell back at Wu. He'll yell back at anybody that yells at him. And I think that's a good thing.
So, Why would former President Barack Obama yell at Bill?
You've
O'Brien?
Been in the building.
Of an important person.
You've been in the building with Bill O'Brien back in those days.
Love him.
What was the dynamic between him Belichick like before?
He did one thing on a plane once that rubbed me the wrong way, but we'll talk about that.
Did he do a somersault and say, you can't do that?
No, that I'd be impressed to see. No, he is a very confident, but certainly volatile guy.
Surly.
He has a temper. He can be surly. Like, isn't that good? Don't surly people usually have confidence? Like, I don't want to push over.
Right.
I want a guy that's coming in here and is going to pull his bootstraps up, if he has them, and fix the damn mess that Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick created.
Exactly.
He's the guy with the experience, the knowledge, the systems.
Andy, I get all that. I'm not talking about his personality. I'm talking about the dynamic between him and Belichick. Like, you say he's not a yes man.
He's not.
Is he going to challenge Belichick?
Yes.
Is he going to come in here and say, what the hell happened here over the last season?
I don't know if he'll voice it in that way, but I think he will clean it up. And I don't even know if he's going to have to do that. That's the other question we can touch on. Is he answering to Bill in that sense? Like, is Bill hovering over the offense?
Touch on it now.
Or is Bill now head coach emeritus riding around in a golf cart checking in on special teams and offense and defense that are now run by NFL head coaches?
You think he's going to be in the golf cart at training camp?
In my head, he's becoming Bobby Bowden.
Yeah.
Last year, he was snapping the ball and running routes.
Exactly.
He was like,
that
he
had the thing on his head,
as
the little red
as
hat.
Possible. I would hazard a guess that I believe Belichick respects and trusts Bill O'Brien so much that he'll need to be involved in the offense way less. He'll be able to divest himself of it and not give full autonomy, but pretty much trust Bill O'Brien to run things the way he did when he was here over a decade ago and the way Josh did as well. And as far as O'Brien, it's sort of like, I'm sure there have been times where you've been away and you've come home, and as much as you love and you trust your wife, you walk into the house and you're like, what the hell happened here? And she's like, don't ask questions. That's the same thing that's happening now with Bill O'Brien. He's coming home, and the kids made a mess.
He's coming home.
And he's coming home, and it's like, don't ask why there's a mess in this house. Just come in, help me clean it up, and get everyone right back on the winning track. You're not getting Coming Home played right now, as much as you might try hard. It's not the rejoin music. That's exactly
this is a sweet
what's,
little
that's exactly what's going to happen right now. Come in and clean up the mess, and then I will trust you to steer the ship going forward. And I know a lot of people in market love to, and I do as well. I love rewatching that video. People are in love with the time.
About the Brady
the time that he
up.
Shouted at Brady and needed to be restrained from wanting to attack Brady. Like
Belichick walked over and held him back like he was an NBA player.
That's what I want.
Yes.
I love the fact that he dropped more F-bombs on Brady as we could read no S and F-U. Like, that's, you need, because last year, what did we have? The 5-minute word salads we got from Matt Patricia trying to be everybody's
buddy.
Meanwhile,
Mac Jones is over there yelling, shut the F up.
Right.
Right. And you know what we'll get? We may get some F-bombs from the offensive coordinator, which is fine, but we'll probably get less from Mac because Bill O'Brien's not going to put up with that
crap. I'll take the under. But we won't see a single one.
But there'll be no need for
not
it because he's
not on field.
Oh, and if he does? Oh, if you thought Brady versus O'Brien.
Oh, return of serve. Oh, you'll be watching a tennis match go back and
forth. No, that's a penalty. It's holding.
Are we including Mac walking over and slamming his helmet or ripping off, you know, his little
no,
play
I mean
color
on
sheet?
Field, like we saw multiple times this year. If they get to the sideline and they go at it a little bit, that's fine. But, I mean, football players walk up and down the bench dropping F-bombs. That's part of the game. It's part of the team dynamic. But you will not see a player on the field F-bombing Billy O'Brien on the sideline.
Short game effing it. Sucks.
Yes, yeah. You'll see none of that.
Quick,
none of that.
Quick game sucks. Nope.
You will absolutely not see that. I will state
it. Doesn't tolerate.
So the other thing, how come he doesn't get any, like, normally we are.
Andy, I swear to God.
Sorry.
If you smack the table one more time.
Go ahead.
I have told you.
She's like the
South
Pole elfin.
I have said, do not hit the table. My headphone jack.
I'm talking with my hands.
My headphone jack over here. Ken Laird told me not to talk about this on the radio anymore. It is so broken.
Fix it.
Every day I come in and I go, is this fixed yet? No.
Put it in the big
and when
one.
You hit the table, careful with your verbiage.
The large jack hole works.
Oh.
Every time
please.
You hit the
you
table,
say phono input.
The perfect like setup that I have with the headphone that allows me to actually hear the radio show that I'm supposed to be one chairing right now falls apart. If you hit the table one more time, you're going to have to buy me a whole pack of Mountain Dews for tomorrow.
Who brought a Harriet Hardo radio host?
Wow.
The one chairing right now.
Anyway, when
I
we come
I
back.
I come across as the rational one.
When we come back, I want to talk to Fitzy because I don't even think that Andy's watching this show. There's a TV show set in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty
yeah,
dark. And one of the darkest aspects of it has to do with your Boston sports teams. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy, you get a free pass.
Typical.
I got really excited about the rejoin, and I just hit the table and screwed up my headphones.
Uh-huh.
Like, what are we doing here? Do as I say, not as I do?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
You'll be a good parent someday then.
I hope so. I hope
although
one
your dog,
day.
Not going great.
What?
You said it's dumb.
My dog?
Yeah.
I didn't make her that way.
Well,
I got her that way.
The text line said that often dogs' intelligence are directly tied to their owners.
It's a reflection of the owner.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I never claim to be smart.
Your dog hears stupid all day, just regurgitates stupid.
Well, that's why you always talk to kids like adults. You don't ever, like, treat them dumb and then they grow up to be smart because you talk to them like adults from the beginning as opposed to, like, like, no, just talk to it.
Did
it's
you,
a person.
It? You just talk to your baby?
It's a person.
Like
it's a person.
Like, hello, baby. How are you?
Yeah. Karen, hello.
Boy,
hello.
Stock market's getting killed today.
Yeah, did like, you just, is that how you were with your kids? Your kids
I
are growing.
To them. I never used like.
You never used.
Come here, baby.
When they were, when your baby was 6 months old, you would say, good morning, baby.
I would address him by his name.
Good morning.
Hey, Blankhead, get over here.
Baby.
Oh, look who soiled themselves again. Well, you're going to have, you found your way into this mess. You created it. You're going to have to find your way out of it.
He wasn't going
to
dance. I said, oh, yeah, you're going, you know what I'm saying? Make a pile. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you should talk to your baby.
We're Christian Barmore style parenting. Absolutely.
Barmore baby what? Talk.
Slow down.
617-779-7937. That's the number. Let's take a call here. This is Paul in Providence. Paul, you're on.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. So my take at the end of the season was I'd be perfectly fine rolling this offense back out there if they could get a legit coordinator and shore up the line a little bit. I think it
Whoop, Paul, we lost you.
Belichick,
oh, dude. Here you are. What was that?
I said I think O'Brien is the, you know.
Oh, thanks for the call, Paul.
Sorry.
I agree with him.
But get I think we can
this was my three-point plan.
Myself.
You remember it? It was get a coordinator, get a tackle, get a receiver. You're done. You're back in the playoffs. You're contending for winning playoff games.
Tackle? Can't we get two?
See, I think you could move Trent Brown back to right tackle. Just get yourself a nice young left tackle to build around for the next 5 to 10 years and then trade for T. Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost you your first round pick.
Just go get T. Higgins.
You're done.
Sure. Just go do that. Great.
But what about, why not, you trade the second round pick, you tell D. Hop and B.O.B., you just got to sit down, iron things out.
You put a bottle of tequila between them, and you say, get in your feelings.
How does that work out? How about we just start with a beer summit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice
beer
hard
summit.
Stuff.
Wow.
I don't know.
What night ever ended well where you'd put two people with differences in a room with tequila?
Doesn't sound like a great plan.
Doesn't.
I love tequila. What's wrong with tequila?
There's nothing wrong with it, but when
you're
people have issues.
You're making it sound dangerous.
It is.
Oh, I guess I don't feel that way about it. Wow. I think you're thinking of like the gold tequila that gets you crazy.
No, first
gold
of all, it's not,
I'm
it's
thinking
not
of like
tequila.
A Casamigos.
Yeah, okay. It's not a matter of whether it's Blanco or Reposado. Tequila
it,
make
it does make a difference. It does make it. Oh, yeah. The Blanco is like way more smooth, tame. It's like a step. I feel like it's a step more tame actually than drinking.
You know
vodka.
What it's like, Andy? It's sort of like when you have those lawnmower beers that you like versus the Haze Bombs that
yes.
I enjoy.
Oh, yeah, you can like
the Haze Bombs do
pace
screw
yourself.
With your head because the hops are preservatives and of course the preservatives.
So Fitzy, I wanted to talk to you about this because
right
Andy,
here.
you can take a minute. Just don't hit the table, you know, because you don't watch television. Mm-hmm. There's this new show on HBO, Last of Us. It's about like. I wouldn't call it a zombie show.
Oh, I'm out.
It's kind of zombie-ish.
It's an end of the world,
sort of Holocaust, if you will. Great theme song, by the way. Listen to this. It's awesome.
Beautiful.
HBO never misses on their themes.
Coop, that is the first time I've heard from you today. Hello.
How's
and
it
second, it's the
it
best thing.
Random.
It's one of the best things you've said. They always crush the theme songs.
Westworld.
True Detective.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Like, spectacular. Anyway.
So this is not a spoiler. The premise of the show is that there is a fungus that
among us
exactly
the fungus among us I would
and
probably
it,
not play that video game
and it mutates
yes
in order to basically take control of people
and the entire planet
yes and so it wreaks havoc on the whole world but the show itself is really based in Boston, at least right now. I think it hits the road in a couple episodes.
It's the epicenter of the beginning.
But right now, they're in Boston, and the year is 2023. But the year in Boston, by the way, everything is like just, you know, it's post-apocalyptic, and it's an awful existence, and there's a whole zone that you can't leave. And it's a really good show. It's actually kind of surprisingly funny. Like, episode two. Mm-hmm. Well-written show.
Bella Ramsey is very, very good.
Yeah.
What percent of the population would you say has been wiped out by this fungus?
98% to 99%.
So there's very slim survival. This fungus hits and mutates. The apocalypse essentially happens, in the year 2003.
Mm-hmm.
That means, now this might be the darkest part of the show. In the year 2003, it's May 2003 that everything goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you only have one Patriots Super Bowl. The Red Sox never win the World Series.
Oh, my God.
Let alone win multiple World Series. You don't get the 2008 Celtics championship. You just have all the championships before. You don't get the 2011 Bruins Stanley Cup.
Oh, my God.
You don't get the back end of the Patriots dynasty. You're left with Tom Brady having just gone 9-7 in the Tara Reid year.
Bill O'Brien's still at Duke.
That is frightening. I just wanted to float it out there. If you're thinking about watching this show, I think it's a warning because it starts 2003. And you're like, oh, 2003, what a time, you know? It's like the Bush years. And then you go into 2023, and it's very different. Well, that's one of the, they have like Bush signs up.
Well, yeah, because
it's
they're qualifying
to let you
the
know
time.
Where you
but
are.
It is right. Kind of interesting that like it takes place in Boston. Like Boston is on the precipice, the doorstep of all this greatness. 11 titles to come over the next 15 years. And sorry, a fungus, cordyceps, that has mutated due to the crust of the earth heating up,
so
has now wiped out mankind and taken Tom
Brady. Are sports
Brady.
In it? Are there any sport
no.
references?
No, this is just
a sports.
No.
There's
no
barely
Brady.
Civilization.
Well, I didn't know if you'd like have a tattered poster of Tom Brady falling
it's a good
off
idea.
Somewhere in the background.
We'll probably see
something
like that.
Some
I mean, yeah.
reference.
If you consider zombie hunting a sport.
There's no yes. Big Dig in it, right?
What's that?
There's no big dig.
No, they haven't finished.
So
any
they walk around Boston like they have to. One of the things is they had to get from one area to the state house.
Yeah,
thank you.
To our state house, and they're walking around the city because they're trying to avoid the fungus monster people,
mm-hmm.
and they have to walk on Sturo Drive like to get around the city, and so you really get a look at what the city looks like.
Is
in
it
the
actually
post-apocalypse?
Filmed here?
No.
It's all CGI,
I think it's CGI
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
It's mostly CGI
it looks
and
good,
soundstage.
Though. It looks good.
And it's got the male lead is the dude who plays the Mandalorian,
Pedro Pascal.
Who's like every 40-year-old dude's man crush right now.
Yeah, he looks like a super kind of old school cowboy type guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cool. So anyway, Last of Us is amazing.
It's awesome. It is
darkest
super
side
excellent.
Of it. Yes, it is about the apocalypse.
Is it gross? A little bit.
It's pretty gross.
I'm out.
What
yeah,
do you mean
it's
you're
pretty
out?
Gross.
I don't like gross things. Or
you get that table hit for
anxious,
free.
Sorry,
the fungus thing. Takes over and it actually starts to grow through the flesh. So a lot of these zombies, they're called clickers because they can't see, but they can hear very well. So they walk around like an echolocation.
And Andy,
like
Andy reaches for
I
one
reach
and turns
for the
it
clicker
off.
And I'm gone.
Nope. And he puts on his favorite HGTV.
Yep.
Can you believe
they
it?
Don't give you nightmares on HGTV or the Food Network.
The fungus literally, it comes out of your mouth. That's what it That's what
like
happens. It has these little
yeah, like
tendrils
little,
that come out of your
places.
Mouth.
Little linguini.
It could come out
yes,
of worse
Andy,
places.
Yes, Andy, there are
right.
worse places.
Rich Keefe likes it so much. He was such a devout fan of the game. He gave it like a Rotten Tomato score, like a 99 out of 100. And he has now turned the hashtag Dork Podcast into a Last of Us full-blown review and recap show.
Oh, that's cool.
It's that
great.
Good.
They go live right after
good.
The
hashtag
show,
dork.
Too. It's great. Right. It's great. I love, right afterwards, you can have a nice hour-long, robust discussion with it. It's great.
Dork Podcast. Awesome. All right. In about a half hour, we are going to talk to Brian Scalabrine from NBC Sports Boston about the Celtics. When we come back, some NFL offseason predictions from Jeremy Fowler, and there are implications for your Patriots. We'll hit that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.